Yeah, what a timeless song, and what a treat for tonight's Kings and Queens show. I'm joined here in the studio by Dave Doc Robinson, better known as the lead singer, bass player, keyboard player for King Harvest, the popular American rock quartet from 1973 to 74. King Harvest, of course, recorded the song that we're hearing now, Dancing in the Moonlight, as well as dozens of others. We asked Dave to come on the show to join us, and he very graciously agreed to lend us his time. Doc, how are you?
Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bug and they don't bite. I love it. Great to be here, Pete.
Oh, it's good to have you, Doc. Honestly, that is one of my favorite songs of all time. I really love that song.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? It's got such a wonderful vibe to it. It's a really special song. You know, me and Sherman Kelly wrote that in 1968. As far as pop songs go, you can't get much better.
Yeah, it's a big song. So to have you in the studio is quite a gift for the Ass Jammery. So what brings you through Madison?
You called me last Thursday to come on in, and here I am.
Oh, that was you I talked to. I thought that was your manager. Our production assistant gave me what I thought was your manager's number.
Nope. It was me. I actually drove over from Buffalo over the weekend.
Oh. Well, we were under the impression that you had a show in Madison or close by or album to promote or something.
Nope.
So, are you making music nowadays?
Actually, back to Moonlight, if you don't mind. As a fan, surely you know that I played a Wurlitzer electric piano throughout the song, something you didn't hear a whole lot of in the mid-70s. It gives it such a unique sound. However, what you might not know is that Dave Cutler plays drums in the song. Cutler had played a little percussion before, but he was primarily a fiddle player. I said, Cutty, why don't you get behind the drum set? And the rest is just pure magic.
Well, sounds like you guys...
And the hooks. I was more of the lyrics guy. Sherman focused primarily on the music. However, with Moonlight, I pretty much wrote the whole song. That was me, the intro. That was me, too. It was all pretty much me. Sherman was a great guy. He just didn't have the instincts that I had. As a fan, you must know that the lyrics were inspired by a gypsy I met who was sleeping in a dumpster outside a club in St. Louis.
Really? I actually kind of want to hear
that
story.
What you probably didn't know was that the Supernatural Delight Line, which is so famous, was inspired by a childhood encounter I had with a scarecrow on my parents' farm. I thought the scarecrow was a demon. Of course, my parents straightened me out, and that scarecrow soon became a very special part of my childhood. We get it on most every night, and when that moon is big and bright. Oh, God. And you know that Jeff Beck once said that Dancing in the Moonlight was his favorite
nocturnal-themed dancing song.
His all-time favorite, Pete. That includes Moon Dance by Van Morrison. I'm sure a bunch of others.
Monster Mash.
Monster Mash.
Monster Mash, yeah.
Monster Mash, of course. Those monsters had to have had that party at night,
well,
right?
You've got to assume.
It's really such a pleasure for one of my fans to invite me out to Madison to talk about Moonlight.
Well, actually, we're having a Kings and Queens theme. Never mind.
Did you know that in the Trisha Nixon White House wedding, Trisha walked down the aisle to dance in the moonlight? And Pete, you got to come down the Moonlight Days, the annual festival held every July celebrating Dancing in the Moonlight.
That does not sound real.
Oh, it is. It's in Buffalo. So it's a hike, but you'd have a great time. It takes place in my pole shed. I get out the old Wurlitzer and play some songs. Danced in the Moonlight. You know, some other ones.
You know, I had a final question prepared for you, but I have a feeling I already know the answer. Do you ever get sick of playing Dancing in the Moonlight, Doc?
Do you get sick of looking at rainbows? Do you get sick of walking barefoot in the morning dew?
Probably after a while.
Do you get sick of making love to your wife? You know, I never married, but I wrote Moonlight, and the rest is gravy as far as I'm concerned. I'm freaking Armstrong after the moon landing. Who cares about the rest?
Well, you live an enviable life, Dave. And listen to that, we are running out of time. You know, I was going to send us out to one of your other songs, but I think I would be doing our listeners a grave disservice.
We like our fun and we never fight. Come on, Pete, sing it with me. You can't dance, stay uptight. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah.